Blog Talk Radio.
With you, that's our actually it's about to be our new single because it is on the B-side and they want to release it, so it will be coming out sometime this year. So Still in Love, featuring Kevin Spencer. I think I turned Don's mic on, but I don't know if he turned it off or, but anyway, much love. What's happening, everybody? This is Wardell Potts Jr. You listen to Indie Jazz.
You didn't turn my mic on.
There he goes with the attitude already. And so that's why we have to have this day where we can relax, because, you know, things happen. I tried to turn it on. I guess it. I thought I turned it on, but maybe not. How are you, old man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Just another day, right? Another blessed day. And
Yeah.
Yeah, so just, you know, trying to chop it up, man. I've had some, issues on the farm with the equipment breaking down, tractor and lawnmower both broke down, and something else just happened. So it's always something, man. So you got to count out blessings, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah. Yes. So how's everything going for you so far? Has the weather changed up there? Because it's turned to spring weather down here.
Sun is out. I'm trying to see how cold it is. Well, it's about 60, about 65 degrees out there. So we're doing okay.
All right. All right. Yeah, it's not too bad here either. We are trying to enjoy this amazing turnaround, because just over the weekend it was freezing. You're though in the middle of the winter, and that's the way it goes. Things happen, and but anyway, today is Indie Jazz Day, where we want to celebrate our indie artists around the world and our jazz artists around the world. And speaking of the world, we want to recognize Ukraine and what's happening there. We're praying for all the people in Ukraine, that they are safe and that they are blessed, and that they find refuge and, leave those babies alone. Praying that the soldiers have enough restraint to leave those babies alone. They are not fair game. So back off, and in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I know you don't care about what I say, but you know what? I'm going to have to talk. What?
You say they don't care about what you say.
I'm talking about the soldiers, but I had to throw the king of the world at them.
Yeah,
because they don't care about that. But anyway, we want to have a good time today. We want to just chill. Indie Jazz Day, where I always say good company, good food, and good music makes a great opportunity. So I don't have any good food right now, but I have good music, and I got good company, and Don Fleming's in the house, and you guys are there, so we can enjoy this time together. I'm listening to a friend of mine in the background. I'm going to bring him up, and this is Wendell Harrison, and guys, so just kick back, enjoy this day with us, and we're going to have a nice one, all right? So here we go. We'll be right back.
to sad what can be done to people by nature. So that we can begin to live in peace of mind. The hate of man has taken away all of our pleasures of life. Disgrace and shame, even the guilty must admit and confess. The water's stung, how do we end all of this madness? The answer's here for our people to discover in time. We must unite, strength and goodness must not end in death. The time is now, time to wipe out all the evils of the end. It must be done so we'll save our children, children from death. We must unite, strength and goodness must not end in death. The earth is sad, what can be done to deserve our nature? We must unite, 30 years of rest will cure our misery. Clean up the air, 30 years of rest will cure our misery. Clean up the sweat, how do we end all of this madness? The earth is sad, what can be done to preserve our nature?
from too much talk to loving touches, love touches. When pure emotion takes a moment, we take the chance. Turn up the choir. Love wants to die.
Oh my God, that music is just so amazing. Hey man, oh man, we are chilling here on Solar Records Radio. This is Indie Jazz Day, and feeling so blessed, man. That was Jaco Pastorius on the bass. He wrote the song. Actually, that the group is Weather Report, and the song is called Birdland. And what a great, great, great song. Oh my goodness. Don Fleming's in the house. What's up, Don?
I'm good, man. I love that song. I remember hearing that, like, growing up on, like, commercials or TV shows, things like that. I'm like, wait a minute. I've heard this before growing up. It's a great song, man. You said Oscar Pastorius?
Jaco Pastorius.
Jaco. I'm thinking of the guy in South Africa. Never mind. That's another story down the road. Don't worry about that. No, that's a great song, man. I really like that. I'm a big fan. I love what you play, man, because please, can you go back on the recap of the music you played in this block, please?
Yeah, and so right before that, it was Sharon Klein. And that was a beautiful, beautiful song that, you know, I love her. Let me see, because you know what? I was looking at a few different songs here on her at the time when we were playing this stuff. But Sharon is an amazing composer. That was called Love Dance. And it was a beautiful, beautiful song. And then right before that, I played How Do We End All This, All of This Madness, and that was my buddy Wendell. So, so there you go.
Man, that's a great, great block, man. My ears were just wide open listening to that nice block, especially that last song. Again, of course, I just mentioned it, but no, guys, we want to keep you guys keep it going, keep the music going. We got about an hour and 32 minutes left of the show. Of course, it is Indie Jazz Wednesday. I got a little time before I go, but I wanted to hang out and I want to go ahead and be a part of this block. I want to be a part of this block, man. So you're gonna like this song, Bordell, because first of all, I'm a big Robert Glasper fan. Of course, the Robert Glasper Experiment from the early 2010s. Of course, I want to play a song. I want to keep this going. And, you know, of course, again, Indie Jazz Wednesday, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m., playing just a lot of great indie artists, a lot of great jazz artists from the past, present, and I guess in the context of this story, future. Because we got some future jazz artists out there, and that's trying to make make their name out there. So, but no, let's go ahead and get to some music, man. I want to take you back to the Black Radio album. Of course, Black Radio and Black Radio 2, Black Radio 2 album from 2013. This is music from the Robert Glasper Experiment featuring Jill Scott. Jilly from Philly. She's from your hometown, Wardell. This is called Calls. You guys keep it locked right here.
Home Girl.
Solar Records Radio. Yeah.
You always answer calls when I call. You come. You always answer my calls when I call.
Call, you always come. Lock up, send them. Carlita Duran from her Kismet Green album. I love that album. That is called Travel Light. Appreciate you letting me get this block, Wardell.
Come on, man. You do it well, my brother. You do it well. And we appreciate you doing it. That's for sure. Man.
Let me do a recap over the songs that I play. I almost forgot. To do the recap, of course, that was Carlita Duran, Travel Light, again, Kismet Green album. Check it out, guys, if you haven't listened to it. This is an amazing album, beautiful young sister, beautiful voice. Before that, from 1977, give me some little funk jazz from the Blackbirds. Name of the song is called Dreaming About You. And I started off the block, Robert Glasper Experiment from the Black Radio 2 album. I always get it confused. The Black Radio 2 album from 2013. That is, oh, my God, Calls featuring Jilly from Philly. Go by the name of Jill Scott. So I had to hook that up, man. What you think?
Jilly from Philly makes me think of Chili Philly cheesesteaks.
Oh, man, I would go for one right now.
Oh, man, can we just go down to the corner store? Oh, man, the corner stores used to have the best cheesesteaks. I mean, it's like, okay, they have the big name restaurants in Philly, you know, Pat's Steakhouse, all those wonderful big names, but it was those little corner stores, man. They used to make the heck out of some cheesesteaks.
Man.
Cheesesteak hoagies. Oh, my. Make you slap somebody.
But here's the weird thing about me. I don't eat cheese. I don't eat cheese except on pizza. But I'll eat a cheesesteak. I'll eat a Philly cheesesteak without the cheese because I love the meat. I love the onions. I love whatever they put in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so greasy. I got to watch my intake, you know, because of the health and all of that. You know, you get older. I don't have any health issues. I'm just saying
I'm getting older.
But no. But I love a greasy. I call it Philly steak sandwich because it wouldn't be fair to say cheese steak when I don't have cheese on it. But it's so good, man. And some good Cajun fries just drenched in peanut or cooked in peanut oil. I'm telling you, it is heaven.
Wow. Obviously, he likes that, guys. He loves it, you know, and it's all good to love what you love. And I'm, you know, I've been craving some Japanese food today, and my wife is out with her cousins and they went out to lunch and everything, and she's telling me, oh, I got this thing for you, you're gonna love it. But it wasn't what I wanted. I was like, I don't want the same old. I love, you know, different types of food. And I like variety. And so I want what I want. And she knows that Indie Jazz Day is a day that I'm really a stickler about certain types of food. So I hope she takes care of her brother. I hope she knows.
There you go.
Know, if you listen to the show, you know what to do. Hey, Eddie.
Well, here's a quick story. I almost moved to Philadelphia back in like 2006, 2007. I had a job interview at the Fox affiliate up there, Fox 29, I think. And went up there, went up for my interview. I flew up there in June. They called me back for a second interview in July. We drove up, my wife and I drove up from Little Rock to Philadelphia. And it was crazy because we were randomly in Central City, and they had like the little fruit stands and little stands where you get hot dogs. Of course, they have Philly cheesesteak stands just in, you know, random areas or whatever. So we said, you know what, since we're here, let's go ahead and get a Philly cheesesteak from here. And we got it, man, and I said, how much are these? I said, let me get three more of them to eat later.
Oh,
before,
man.
Before my interview, man.
Oh,
my God. I probably had grease on my collar.
Oh, my Lord.
A little onion, a little piece of onion hanging on my shoulder.
Oh, Don, man, I can't take you anywhere.
It was so good. They offered me the job, and you know, 11th hour decision was just like, no, I can't go up here. You know, the wife and the family had they say so. So it was almost, but you know, at least I felt they wanted me.
Right. Dang. So how many? So did you have four cheesesteaks before your interview?
I had the one. I ordered about three more. Actually, I had one. My wife ate the other one, but I had one extra left, and I ate that after the interview. But no, I ate an extra one right before the interview.
Lord, did you go? You went in there smelling like cheesesteak.
You know what? I did. I can't even front.
Lord,
I went in there. I said, because the interview, if I'm not mistaken, the interview was right after lunch. It was around maybe 1:30 or 2 o'clock. And I was nervous. You know, I had my cheesesteak probably around 12 or 12:30, my first one. And when I ordered it, and I ordered, like I said, I ordered three more. And I was like, you know what? I'm still hungry, and I'm nervous. So the affiliate was right down, was like three blocks away. And I went to my car. I said, you know what? This is smelling good because, you know, when you had a window closed and you had that food smelling, it's so insulated. When you open the door, nothing but just onions and that steak and that the peppers, the smell. I said, you know what? I would eat again. And I said, man,
can we do it again?
I don't think I smelled like Philly cheesesteak, but
I think your wife and the family made a good decision in regards to you not moving there, because you would be biggest of store if you would have stayed there, because you fell in love. You were falling in love. You're like, oh my God.
Enjoyed it.
Wow. I can only eat one at a time. Three? Good gracious, dude.
I'm a span of probably 6 hours. I mean, you make it seem like I'm just like this slob. But no, I had those two. I'm not going to lie. I had those two within the span of 45 minutes. I say that.
Ooh, put it down, brother. Did you have any french fries?
I had Cajun fries with it.
All right. And what part of Philly were you in?
It was in Center City.
Center City, there you go.
Downtown. Yeah. They don't really say downtown. They just say Central City.
Center City. Center City. That's cool, man. I bought my first set of drums from Center City. I South Street, and I'll never forget that. And now you're talking about it. You just got me craving home again. And you know, but it's wonderful to go through good memories. You know, it's wonderful because it feels so good. Like, you know, I never think about the store where I got my first set of drums from until I heard, and then you start talking about it down there, and I start thinking about that store. And so anything can trigger.
I always heard about Gino's. I wanted to go to Gino's, but I ended up going to, after I ate at the one, probably like a couple of days later, you know, right before we left, I ended up going to, I think, Jim's, which is like right on, is it Broad
South
Street maybe?
No,
South Street.
Yeah.
So I ate at Jim's, and apparently Jim's is like a big deal out there. So and their fries are freaking delicious. Can I say freaking on the air?
You said it, Lord. You said it. It's all good. Of course you can. And man, thank you for making me think about Philly as my home. I'm going to be there in August. Actually, I'm going to New Jersey. I'm going to drive past it. I'm going to hang out at the, what do they call that? I haven't been here so long. But anyway, I'm going to New Jersey. I'm going to stay there. My family's going to come up from Philly. It's only like half an hour away. And they're going to come and hang out for a week up there. So we'll be doing a live remote from the shores of New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah. Jersey Shore. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Because when I'm in Philadelphia, I'm usually in New Jersey. I'm in Cherry Hill or I'm in Mount Laurel.
All right. Well, man, you know, let's get back to the music here on Soul Out Records Radio.
Yeah,
we got about another hour and 5 minutes. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts hanging out with you guys today. And we hope you're enjoying this mini music. It's just so cool, calm, and collected. Now, this next song I'm going to play you, I'm not playing the original version, which was the version that I heard when I was in South Africa producing quite a few artists over there, Hugh Masekela and quite a few others. But if this song was so powerful when I was there. I mean, whenever that song came on, everybody in the club ran to the floor, and it was just the owner of the record company that I was working for owned three different clubs. So after we would work all day, we would go over to his clubs in the evening and stuff, and sometimes we would play our music. But I remember like Janet's song coming on. But obviously this is Indie Jazz Day, so we're going to play the indie version of Janet's song, That's the Way Love Goes, on Solar Records Radio. So thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. Don Fleming, myself, Wardell Potts Jr., on this beautiful Wednesday. All right, so here we go. Kick back and relax. Thanks, Don.
All right.
Bye.
There, man, oh man, I love Lucas, and you know, that you know, lockdown, I mean, I just love his music. I love the fact that we had the opportunity to have him on and bless us and be a part of our show, and most of the artists that you hear today have been on our show. We've done interviews with them, so you can go back into our archives and check out some of the things that we've done. Some artists in it. Does that make sense? Some of the artists that we've interviewed, you can go back and check them out and in our archives. So please feel free to do that. And we thank you so much for tuning in. That was a fun block for me, Mr. Fleming. And did you enjoy it?
I did. Nora Jones is, don't get me started on her pretty self. I love, you know, of course, that was how I was introduced to her music, but man, she is just an amazing artist. As a matter of fact, she worked with Robert Glasper. She's got a couple of songs on a few of his albums, his compilation albums. So she's just amazing. She worked with Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest. I mean, she's just amazing and amazingly talented and just as beautiful, just the same. So shout out to her.
Absolutely. And before Nora Jones, we had the great Norman Brown, who we had on as well, doing That's the Way Love Goes. And like I told you, that's such a sexy song, man. That is just, you know, one of those songs that you just go, man, that is a vibe. And it was back then, I think I was, let me see, I was in South Africa in 93. So, yeah, so 93 is, I believe, that's when it came out, end of 92, 93, when Janet dropped that one. And, it was just hot, dude. It was hot. South Africa was on fire for Janet Jackson. Yeah, man. She was representing well. And I remember Michael saying, I'm so proud of my little sister. Yep. And she's now a grown, beautiful woman and doing very well for herself. And so proud of her, how she's able to maintain, keep her head together, and do what she had to do. And I think she did it well from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did have the opportunity to work with her, but she was just a child. And, you know, I never knew her as a woman. She was very young. She was like 17 when I worked with her. But she's done very well for herself and can't be happier for her. So, and her mother, you know, of course, that's a baby girl. So, you know, she's excited. Yeah. So, anyway, are you interested in doing another block since you can't seem to get off the block? You are locked.
Actually, I stepped away, but now I'm back. But usually it's like, well, just get off the phone and just call back or whatever. I was like, no, I'm still here. I was doing a couple of things. Actually, I was shaving, but back now. I got this block for you. I want to, you know, when I played the Blackbirds, of course, that is, of course, jazz and funk, a little combo. I want to stay jazzy and funky in this block, man. Well, at least this song, man. I want to take you back to 1976, see if you guys remember this one. This is a classic from Mr. Boz Skaggs. It's called Lowdown. Guys, keep it locked right here to Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
what we want between you and me. This requires you dig through thick and thin. You don't seem like you about the night. I feel like stepping, but this ain't about the feeling. To oblige you to find your means, babe. The red roof of the sky, beyond my eyes. I wanna see you with this heart, but it feels like we're growing apart.
I had it all.
Jazz Wednesday, of course, on Solar Records Radio. Had to hook that up. That's music from the lovely Miss Rochelle Farrell from 1992. That is Till You Come Back to Me. Had to hook that up. Before that, from 2016, music from Bibio featuring Olivier Saint-Louis. Name of the song is called Why So Serious? And, of course, started off the block with a one of my favorites, funky jazz-funk mix from Mr. Boz Skaggs from 1976. Name of that song is called Lowdown. I used to call it the Dirty Lowdown, but the name of the song is called Lowdown. So got about another 33 minutes left of the show, man. What the hell? I appreciate you letting me hook that one up, man. I love Rochelle Farrell, man. She's just an amazing artist. Of course, she's still out there doing it, still hitting those jazz spots along with her and Lisa Fisher, and just an amazing voice, man.
Yeah, well, you took us there, man, and we appreciate that very much. I want to just thank you for that, because I love it when you do the blocks. And so, that, like I said, tell you all the time, you just never know, you know, because I'm so used to driving, so I know when I'm going to make a turn here or there, or I'm going to hit the brakes, or I'm going to hit the brakes, or when I'm going to hit the gas, or when I'm going to blow my horn. And so when you're driving, it's just like I never know what to expect, and it's always a good surprise. So thank you for taking care of the passengers. We appreciate that, man. It's a nice ride.
Good. All good. Didn't flip the car over.
Nice ride. Thank God for that. It was nice riding with Don Fleming on Solar Records Radio. And I want to give a shout-out to Greg. Thanks, brother. You know, our time changed, so it kind of messed them up over there a little bit. So because his schedule is just like an hour off now with us. and I think Astrid has the same problem. But, you know, with Astrid, her problem was she was always sleepy. So this should be helping her. So she should be good. Hey, guys, I hope all is good where you guys are. I hope you're enjoying the show. We got about another 31 minutes left in the show, and we appreciate you. Now, tomorrow we have a very special guest coming on from Graham Central Station. So you guys tune in to hear from Miss Chocolate. Oh, man, that's going to take us back. See, because tomorrow is Throwback Thursday, and we're going to throw it back, and we're going to have one of the artists from back in the day that was banging. Larry Graham, come on, man. Y'all remember Graham Central Station? Woo, my goodness. They were so funky. And, like, when I listen to Prince, I always hear Graham Central Station, you know, in his music. And so he was totally influenced by Larry Graham's direction. And that's why him and Graham came so close. And Larry Graham was his mentor and spiritual mentor. And Larry Graham himself, like Prince, was Jehovah's Witness. And so it was, you know, we're just so grateful that one of the members from Graham Central Station, she's taking the time to come hang out with us again. This is her second appearance here on Solar Records Radio. So we're going to have a good time with her tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then after that, Don Fleming does his at the 8 p.m. Eastern Standard. And then always Goldie Mac, as we continue to keep his legacy alive. He will be on 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So anyway, so there you go. That's just a little roundup of everything that's going to be happening tomorrow. Anything from you, Don, before I go to the next block?
Man, again, I love the feedback. I love the, you know, when you go on. And it's also on the Solar Records page. So, you know, when you're posting the music, not only just Solar Records Radio, but also Solar Records. So, guys, check that out, too. If you're not a member, just tell a friend to like the page, go to Facebook, like the page, like Solar Records Radio page, Solar Records page. It's all family.
It's all family. In the family. Amen to that. So, listen, this next song I want to play you guys oh, I wish I wrote this song for the man you hear singing in the background right now, L.J. Reynolds. That is our brother L.J. Reynolds in the background, but he, the Dramatics. You remember the Dramatics? Well, he's the lead singer from the Dramatics, and so he did a solo album, and so that's what you're hearing now. And but I want you to hear this song. This is dedicated to all the beautiful ladies.
Found somebody that I'm gonna be with for the rest of my life. I'm so in love, I know that it's real, I know it's real by the way that I feel. Cause when you fall in love, there's a feeling you get way down deep in your heart. Like to thank the Lord up above for sending me somebody I truly love. And it's you and me together, together forever. Let no walls divide us. Let our love. I've got to know your name. I wrote this song for someone I love. There is that someone who I'm thinking of. And it's you and me together. Together forever. There's nothing. You'll come between us. It's you and me together. Together forever. Let no walls divide us. Let our love. Let's stay together.
everyone. So keep on loving me this way. That's why I got to say,
when we fell in love, yeah.
Lord have mercy. LaBelle putting it down on Solar Records Radio. That brother is a bad, bad man right there. Oh, my goodness gracious. Did you guys hear the interview we did with LaBelle? You guys got to go back and check out the archives, okay? Because we have some real cool interviews for you. And if you want me to, I'll start posting them. Okay, so that'll help you out because some people have a difficult time going back into the archives and looking for stuff. They don't even know what you're talking about. Archives, how do you get there? So what I'm going to do is I'll just start on Saturdays. I'm going to post Saturday afternoon. I will post after the Solar Wants to Dance. I will post an older interview. Okay, so you guys can enjoy some of the great interviews and great conversations with people. So like Billy Paul is not here anymore, and we were fortunate to get that interview with him before we lost him. And so you get to, you know, hear some legacy artists. You'll get to hear, you know, some indie artists, jazz artists, amazing people with great stories here on Solar Records Radio. So please, you know, look out for that. I'll start that at the beginning of the next month. All right. So hold on. Wait, where are we now? Are we in the beginning of March? I'm not even sure where we are. But I'll go through it with my team, and I'll confirm when I'm going to start posting these shows. Or just look at the, you know, go into our Solar Records Radio group page and check it out. And you'll see, because that's where I'm going to post it at. And I'll put it on my page as well. All right, so much love to you guys, and thanks again for hanging out with us today. We appreciate you so much. Greg, I know that you had a long day, and our hours are different, so you don't get to hear the whole show, man, but thanks for all of your contribution. It's absolutely amazing, and we love you much, man, because of who you are and who God made you to be. And so we're grateful for your heart. For Solar, thank you for, you know, blessing Solar. I know that you do what you do for Solar because what Solar did for you when you were young, and you are just giving back to something that gave you so much. And I just want you to know that is so appreciative. We really appreciate that. It feels so good to be loved, you know, we appreciate your love, man. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, guys, so listen, we're going to get ready to wind it down. Don Fleming is off to his 4 o'clock meeting, and so I'm going to take us out here. So enjoy, like I said, the rest of your evening or the rest of your day, depending on where you are on the globe. Remember to pray for Ukraine. Keep them in your prayers, and we have to trust God in this one. All right, guys. So be good, and thanks again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We'll see you tomorrow with our special guest, Chocolate Drum, from Graham Central Station. Whoa, I can't believe I'm saying that. I was just a kid, and now I'm interviewing him. It's so good. So, yeah, so tune in tomorrow, and we're going to have fun. All right, God bless you guys, and thank you for everything that you do. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Okay.